Teacher, teacher, teach me love. I cannot learn fast enough.
This is like the best song you've ever played on any of the shows.
Really?
Wow. Yes. This is a good song. And that is our own Joseph Erdo singing.
Teacher, teacher. Oh.
Now he's shy. He saw the live button.
He forgot
and he
the lyrics.
Already,
I just don't know the lyrics. I know the teacher. I know the chorus.
Oh, you know the chorus?
You should be going that bum, bum, bum.
Oh, yeah. Bum, bum.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go now. All right. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
I cannot learn fast enough.
Oh, you're good.
Teacher, teacher, teach me love.
All right. All right, I'm bored now. Okay, so anyway.
You're bored now.
No.
It is our teacher show on Breakthrough Entertainment. We are celebrating teachers.
Teachers all over the nation, the world, and the universe.
Who should be paid a lot more than they get paid.
Yes. Yes,
this is Walter Cronkite.
Wow. Well, and yes, that was Walter Cronkite. And singing us into this segment was Joseph J. Erdo and Rockpile.
And me.
And Eric.
Eric was singing.
Eric on the lead, yeah.
Yeah.
Rockpile and Teacher. Teacher is the song. It's from one of the best teachers. One of the best teachers.
To serve
one of the best teacher movies.
Cindy 48?
It was made into a TV show. Unfortunately, it was canceled.
What was it called?
Bad Teacher.
Oh, I never heard of it.
You never heard of Bad
never
Teacher?
Never heard of it.
You mean the movie?
Yes.
No. They tried to make that into a TV show?
Yeah, I haven't watched any of the episodes yet.
No,
they're
we never
cute.
Heard of it.
I have to search Netflix for that, I'm sure. It's, you know, yeah. Every time I look at Cameron Diaz, I just want to, like, vomit.
Oh,
really?
She's going to, we're going to review a movie a couple weeks from now. Should we give her a preview?
I'll review it right now.
They're making Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz, right?
But yeah, Hollywood treats her like she's some just gorgeous femme fatale, and she's just not.
Maybe she
sex
is in this
tape.
Movie.
Sex, it's
sex
tapes.
No, she's not.
We're going to have our...
I don't care what they do. I don't care what they do to her. She is not attractive.
She had a stunt double stuff.
For the body parts.
We've got a lot of big shows this summer.
I don't know if she did. I made that up.
We've got a dance show coming up.
Still look good to me.
We've got an ape show.
Ape show?
Oh, is she in that one?
No.
She'll never be a guest.
No. And
well, if she's listening, she won't, but what's the chances of that?
Oh, it's good. High odds. We're all over Hollywood, right, Joseph?
Yeah, we've got our Jersey Boys special coming up.
Jersey Boys,
I
saw
weeks.
The play. It's excellent. Yeah. The musical, I should say.
Father's Day special, Independence Day special, and, of course, what we were just kind of trying
Christmas.
To promote. We've got actually a Christmas in August
and
special, possibly.
Really?
Yeah.
And how did I know that?
I don't know. How did you know that? But the one that Dave is most excited about is our
Mamma Mia.
Well, that too. We might do a Mamma Mia.
Oh,
our
yeah.
sex show.
What?
Wow. Do I have to hit the dump button on that show like 8 times,
hopefully,
12 times?
Well, we're going to have a sexpert on.
It's all going to sound like this.
The whole show.
No, we do things respectfully.
Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking Entertainment.
As long as they don't say we are experiencing technical difficulties.
And then occasionally we'll come in and go, I want what she has having.
Well, you know, and we're it sounds like we're joking about it, but it
we
is something
joking
that we're
about it.
What? We're considering the
no,
show
we,
though.
No, we no, it's done deal. It's signed in stone. Someone died. The sounds you are hearing.
The paddles
are
coming out.
Yeah. All right. Oh, hey, Johnny, are you still here?
I am.
All right, so sex show. When is it? What day is that?
I don't know. People, you know, we're going to get the calendar up on the website.
No, June.
I'm confused.
No, it's
now
not,
I'm getting
so,
texts. People are excited about this show coming up.
Well,
all you have to do is say sex, and then you start getting a bunch of tweets text
let's
messages.
Let's talk about
and,
sex, baby. Let's talk about
well, that's,
you. Oh, sorry.
What song is that?
Let's talk about sex.
Oh. All right.
Kinda
I'm going to
pretty
the
sure that's
the
name of the song.
What's Ladies, the date of our sex show?
July 19th.
Wow.
It's about the movie Jason Segel, Cameron Diaz.
I'll be hovering over the dump box over
and,
here.
And we really are going to have on a sexpert.
A sexpert?
Really?
That's what is
what,
she called?
What
called.
Is a sexpert?
She, do you really have to ask?
A pro?
A pro.
An expert in
all things sexual.
Yes.
Okay, that could be it too. And I'm pushing for a sex surrogate.
Really?
Yeah.
That's already?
Why are you pushing for
no,
that?
No, just and I saw
what?
A doc. No, I saw
you're
a documentary.
Only like less than a year in, Dave.
I
hello.
Saw
a, All what right, a commentary that is.
No, I saw a documentary on that. It was really interesting. No, it really was.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, and they really have sex surrogates.
And it was a documentary.
And it's not like blind dating either.
No.
It's just like right there. Just go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So wouldn't that be interesting?
Isn't that called prostitution?
No, it's legal.
Yeah,
it's legal. How is that?
But they get paid, right?
Yeah, but for therapy.
Yeah, right. That's prostitution.
Well, the therapy is just, I don't know.
Well, you know,
we're going to have to get we should get an attorney.
My toe has been hurting, so I kind of need some therapy.
Just rub it. Okay.
So why don't all prostitutes just say it's therapy? And then get away with it.
Oh, the bag. The cat's out of the bag now.
Paperwork.
Yeah, you got to get a license. Yeah, that's so hard.
Well, you know what? We'll find out how. We will help the Valley's prostitutes on this show.
Right. Let's do
that
right now.
Tell them how to do it.
If you're a prostitute walking Van Buren right this second,
602-252-1480.
We'll help you out and you'll become a sex therapist instead.
Yes.
The views on this program are not of Dave, Isaac, and Breakthrough Entertainment. That's interesting.
I thought you were going to say come into the studio. Don't come into the studio.
No.
Just give us a call.
Go to Joseph's house.
No, don't go to my house.
Pool parties.
I will invite someone to the pool party.
Who? Frozen is a watchdog.
We already invited Vin Armani to the pool party. He didn't.
Did he show?
He didn't. No.
Well, he was probably busy.
So July 19th.
We were actually going to visit him when we were in Vegas, and we forgot.
Who?
You should have.
Yeah, we were going to visit Vin.
Vin Scully?
Oh, he was invited too. I thought it was
Vin
just
Scully.
You.
Oh, Vin Diesel. Oh, Vin the Gigolo. We didn't visit him, but you did.
Vin Armani. No,
she was gone for 3 days. Really, I didn't know where she was.
I went to San Diego to work.
And her bank account was like one third less.
That's what Vin didn't say. He was in San Diego too. Yeah, it was very sad.
Well,
and now you know why a sex surrogate's coming on the show.
Oh my goodness!
No, I'm kidding.
Wow. I know you are. Right?
She looks serious.
And we're also considering doing some prank things as well, right?
Yeah, pranks.
We do some pranks. I might go out there with my glasses, and my friends might not know what's going on.
Do you have the hidden camera in your glasses?
Not yet. I don't even have
Google
glasses.
Glass, it's called.
I'll have to. Yeah,
they do have like really cool. Yeah, high definition cameras in the glasses.
Oh,
now.
Really?
You can't even tell.
Oh, yeah. And when you do body shots, I want to see up close and personal.
And they're not even expensive. They're like $100.
I'll be the commentator up close and personal.
And remember there also our new segment, Ask Dr. Erdo.
Yeah, we're going to have this is a good one.
Is that your father?
No,
that's me.
Coming up, it's Joseph J. Erdo with relationship advice. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Because I am an expert at this. Yeah. I'm not a sexpert, but I am an expert at relationships.
And Frozen.
And other people's, not my own.
For $149, there's a pair of spy glasses that look just like the glasses you wear.
That's it?
Really?
Yeah, they're black frame and everything, and no one will know.
Oh, hey.
I think we should do that. Ooh. So a lot of great shows coming up, but July 19th sex show, of course. The comedy music show, August 2nd should be a good one. And... we got a football show August 23rd.
Yeah. Our dance show, by the way, it's been postponed. We aren't going to do it. Yeah, because the movie Step Up All In.
Oh. Well, then we could do the comedy show maybe with some of our people from Las Vegas.
Well, actually, Las Vegas, I'm going to try to get you to book them some of them on our Jersey Boys show. Just remember, you're working on that.
Yes, I am.
I'm counting on you.
Yes, he is.
Right.
Ladies, and that's a good show.
Some of the comedians that we saw are going back to Vegas and going to be there in August.
So we're trying to get them on.
Phenomenal shows you cannot miss.
Anybody I've heard of?
Yeah, Kathy Griffin and Ron White.
Ron
who?
Kathy Griffin.
She's pretty well
Kathy
known.
Griffin, the D-lister.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, My Life on the D-List.
We did a review. Actually,
hilarious.
Very funny.
Be careful where you point when you say D-List. Just to let you know.
Oh, that
Joseph is strictly
A+. That's the double D-List, okay?
Strictly A+. I'm leaving. Sex surrogate, where are you?
Yes. You have to be on the A-List if you want to be invited to the pool parties that I plan.
Oh, wow.
Bobby called and
you
said.
You sound like James Bond.
Bobby really called?
She called and said, why don't you get a hotel or go to a hotel and do a pool party there? So people can come.
Oh, well, whoa. We'll book a venue. Definitely book a venue for the breakthrough.
So they don't have to come to my house.
Yes. Yeah. We will do that.
No worries. We will book a venue.
And then,
I mean, like I said, you guys are invited to my house, but not everybody.
Yeah, right. No, I understand. Totally.
And then you can meet all the hot chicks that I hang out with. Hot young ladies.
He has a beautiful girlfriend. Lovely.
I know, but he can meet them. I'm not saying.
Can you?
I meet women, sure.
Kathleen is secure in their relationship, just like I'm secure in ours.
Oh, then sex surrogate times two.
I need Eric's approval. I'll just say.
Oh, approval for what?
I don't know.
Wait, why do you need my approval for anything?
If they're hot enough.
Oh, really? So I have to tell you it's okay to go after that one?
Yes.
Or go after that one?
Yes. Because I don't have enough friends that do that, seriously.
If steam rises from a pool in Arizona when they enter, they're hot.
Oh.
Either that or it's winter.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
Or they're hot times two, and they're just taking up space. Okay.
Yes.
If water comes out of the pool, that's a problem.
And to answer Jim, if you're listening, the answer to your text is no, not yet, but she did. Okay. So.
That's what she said. No, not yet.
No, not yet, but she did. So she had a nice time, and maybe you didn't.
So Joseph's just giving out punchlines, but no joke.
Hey, this is a good skit. Let's do that again.
It leaves it open to the imagination.
Yes.
All right. Well, if you've seen any movies and you want to talk about them, give us a call. 602
You have to look at that still?
252-1480. If I don't do it, I might mess up.
He's too used to giving out his own number.
I'm going to remove the number off the glass there and then see if you can get through the show without. Oh, look at Dave's looking for where it is.
I know it. 252-1480. 602-252-1480.
And it's not even up.
It's not even up there.
No, it's not up there.
That's the password.
That's the Wi-Fi.
Who knows where people... Well, they'll be calling my personal line.
Why not?
Yeah.
You'll have a whole
line.
I'll
give out my number, but nobody ever calls me.
That's because Kathleen is beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
I give out my number.
What does that have to do with people calling me?
Yeah, what does that
mean? The only people
I
get calls from is Kathleen and my mom.
Yeah, but that's because everybody's
afraid.
Two
most important people in the world, though.
And then I got a text from my cousin yesterday saying my uncle died yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
He had a good run, though.
He did?
Oh, yeah. He was like 88, probably.
That's not bad.
Hey, my dad's turning 90 in July. Woohoo!
Yeah. Wow, so sorry, though, about your uncle.
Thank you.
Yes.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
My grandfather passed away about a week ago.
Sorry. Really?
A couple weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Joseph, you didn't say anything.
You had to up me, huh?
No. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's... This is...
Well, you know what the takeaway from that is? Everybody should live every day because you just never know.
Yeah.
Whether you're elderly or not, you never know, so live your life to the fullest.
Fully, completely.
Full
and
of
spend
words
all your money because
pictures.
You can't take it with you.
Yeah.
That's right. Although I found someone that did take it with him.
Who?
He bought a piece of heaven. It was pretty good.
A piece of heaven?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was real estate in heaven.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it was on sale. There's some a lot of people were going the opposite direction, so there's a lot of vacancy.
Oh, really?
I won't say what party. Republicans. Okay.
Only in his circle of friends.
Wow. So, well, this wasn't a political show. I make it that?
Let's bring it back to the entertainment.
Oh,
let's bring it back to the.
Oh, hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Republicans.
You can just call me Tom Cruise.
I saw that movie.
You saw the movie?
I did.
Well, let's talk about it. Edge of Tomorrow is what it's called.
Yes.
Tom Cruise plays a soldier fighting in a war with aliens who finds himself caught in a time loop.
Sounds original. You're the movie voice again?
In the battle, though he becomes better skilled.
In a world where Tom Cruise is in the movie.
Better skilled along the way, Emily Blunt also stars. Rated PG-13, 113 minutes. So it's a
worth every 113 minutes.
Now playing nationwide.
Opens Friday.
You know, when I heard the Nicole's Edge Kidman. Of Tomorrow, it sounded like a soap opera.
Yeah,
it does, doesn't it?
It does.
Here we are on the Edge of Tomorrow.
Cameo appearance.
Escape
Nicole
from Tomorrow.
And who's that other one?
Huh?
The other wife.
The
other wife.
Katie Kirkland.
Mimi Rogers was one.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Mimi Rogers was his first.
Yeah, Mimi Rogers
really?
Was the first.
I didn't know
Forgive
that.
Me while I jump up and down on this chair.
No, you need
it's
a couch.
It's got wheels.
I need a couch.
It's got wheels. Don't do it.
And you need Oprah sitting next to you.
I do.
Your dermatologist couldn't help you if you fall off a wheelchair.
Or your...
I'm going to give everybody a car!
I don't get it.
That was Oprah. Oh, that was the one.
Yeah, like she really gave it to him.
It was the one giveaway that really backfired.
Oh. Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it backfired they all had to pay the taxes on it, and they couldn't afford them.
And then she also had to keep giving better things away after that.
Yeah, that's true.
What are we doing? Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow.
But yes, Tom Cruise in this movie, I know you've seen it, but for our listeners, he's basically a soldier. He's never fought in his life. He's like this PR guy.
He keeps dying.
A colonel. He's a colonel in the Army, U.S. Army.
Yeah, but he's never been at actual in
he's
combat.
He's never been combat. In combat.
He's the first 5'4" colonel ever.
And he, you know, there's the star of the war. She is Emily Blunt's character.
She is the star.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so he basically kind of disrespects his superior, or someone who he didn't know who was his superior, and he is thrown into battle, and he dies, and then
again
it comes back to life. Yes. The tagline is, "Live, die, repeat."
Yeah,
he basically resets the
previous day.
By dying, he resets the day. Nobody else knows this is going on.
Clever.
Yes. So,
so he can right the wrongs.
He's got to learn how to, one, be a better soldier, and Emily Blunt helps him to do that. And he's also got to learn how to eliminate this alien threat, because the aliens might actually have something to do with what's going on.
Oh, my God. This movie sounds like it has every cliche all rolled into one.
Well, here it is. It's Groundhog Day meets Mission Impossible.
Oh.
That's how I look
like
at it.
Meets Starship Troopers. You forgot that one.
Or that one, too.
Starship Troopers, yeah.
Should I give my review, or are you still?
I know what you're going to say. You hated it, and so did you.
Are you done with yours?
I didn't review it yet, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a thumbs down.
What?
I gave it a thumbs down because...
Oh, Dave loved it.
I did.
You loved it.
I loved it.
Okay, you tell me why you loved it,
and I will tell you why I didn't.
First of
all, I love Groundhog Day.
I love that movie, too.
I love Groundhog Day, too.
And this was, I think, Tom Cruise's best movie since Mission Impossible 3, which I thought was a really good movie. I also like Jack Reacher. I think that was the name of it.
I did like that, too, yes.
Yeah, and I think it was better. This is his best movie in a long time. And Emily Blunt was just, if I could be blunt, is amazing. She's amazing.
No.
She's beautiful.
No,
now, she's a cutie.
No.
She's a cutie pie. Now, just like Groundhog Day, the theme is he took the time to improve his skills, and in this case it was combat, and his thought processes as well, and what worked, what didn't work. So he had a purpose. He had a mission involved here to—
A Mission Impossible.
Ooh.
Yeah. Since he knew he reset the day— He can then experiment with each day, what worked, what didn't work, in hopes to defeat the alien. Yeah. And I thought the movie had humor, a bit of romance, action scenes, a good plot, and highly entertaining. A very high thumbs up. I'm sorry, Joseph J. Erdo.
You should be very sorry, because you're completely wrong, Dave.
Well, you know what, Dave? I probably will agree with you, because I never agree with Joseph.
No.
A round of applause.
No, there is no denying that Edge of Tomorrow has some spectacular special effects.
Thank you.
That's the only thing I'm going to give you.
Oh, no.
Well, okay. I will also say that it does operate on a slightly higher wavelength than most summer blockbusters. This, I almost expected this to be Pacific Rim or Transformers or one of those.
Oh, much
it's
better. You're right.
It is better than those, but it's still not a thumbs up, not in the least. Its first act is ridiculously compelling, but everything after that is just ridiculous.
It was funny, though.
No, it should have been funny. There should have been a lot more humor in this movie.
I laughed
a couple times, but that was the only thing that was keeping me going.
Maybe five?
Three?
Maybe 10?
For an hour and 13 minutes?
Oh.
This should have been a lot more humor in this. It should have been humor like Starship Troopers. That is an excellent
movie.
You like Starship Troopers, Eric?
Never saw it.
Me neither.
Come on. Okay.
I like Super Trooper.
Starship Troopers.
Super Troopers is great.
Yeah, Super Troopers is great. But for the aliens, you know, Starship Troopers came out around the time of Jurassic Park and all that stuff. That was an excellent alien-type movie. This one could have been that if it had more humor. Tom Cruise, I expect humor when Tom Cruise is on the screen. He is a great actor. He does a really good job in this movie. Emily Blunt, I will completely disagree. I have not liked her in any movie except for The Devil Wears Prada. That was the only time she gave a decent performance.
No, she was good in...
Looper?
See.
No. Looper
was
horrible.
She played Queen Victoria or something, didn't she, in some movie?
Yeah.
Oh, Jason Segel's movie, 5-Year Engagement.
Yeah. That's
she was good, right?
No. Jason Segel was good. I did not care for... I have not cared for
Emily Blunt?
Emily
I thought
Blunt
you gave it a thumbs up, a 5-Year Engagement.
Did I?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I might have given it a thumbs up,
but
it wasn't for her.
We just exposed Joseph to...
Play the tape back.
Yeah.
Play the tape back. You find it, Eric.
Emily Blunt is beautiful in 5-year engagement.
And she's so good at acting.
And she's amazing, but
I said it with my mouth full, just like that.
I will vow to forget what I just said.
I will say that, you know, it starts off
Jungle
creative.
Jungle juice,
yeah. It started off creative in the beginning, but as it went on, I lost interest. The last act, I was struggling to stay awake. It has been a long time since I've struggled to stay awake in a movie.
I'm so sorry you missed so much good stuff by falling asleep.
I did not fall asleep. I did not.
Dave is the one who falls asleep.
I did not fall asleep, but I was trying not to.
I love this movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. You're so wrong. Our listeners are going to call in, and they're going to tell us.
All right. Call in 602-252-1480 if you have seen Edge of Tomorrow. Am I right, or is Joseph J. right?
I may have to be the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to go see it?
I'm going to go see it now. It's controversial. Right now. No. It's controversial.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Well, let's give our listeners a chance to call in. Again, 602-252-1480. You know, it's new. They might not have seen it. And you know another reason why they might not have seen it?
Because they heard your review.
Well, that, but also is doing terribly at the box office.
Well, they have so many things out.
Because Angelina Jolie is on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and also The Fault in Our Stars, which we are not reviewing.
Oh, really?
Maleficent.
Yeah, Maleficent.
I saw
which
Chef.
Was better than this. I didn't care for it. Well, we'll talk about Chef probably in our next hour, the top of our next hour.
Ooh.
But yeah, Maleficent, I gave a thumbs down to, but it's definitely better than Edge of Tomorrow.
But what about her cheekbones?
I loved her cheekbones.
Really?
Wait, where do you rate Emily Blunt in the pool test that Trisha talked about? It? If she dives in, does steam come out?
She would dive in, and I would hope that she wouldn't come back out.
Oh my God.
That is terrible.
Oh, my God.
That is
terrible. Come on, Eric, isn't she sort of cute, Emily Blunt?
Yeah, I think she's cute.
Yeah.
Depends on
what? The first time I saw her, I didn't think so, but she kind of grows on you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Trisha heard
Anything that grows on you is not necessarily your friend. I'm just saying.
I knew something bad was going to come from me saying that.
I miss what Joseph said.
I said it depends on how small Emily Blunt's bikini is. That's all. All right. So
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't either.
He thinks the smaller the bikini, the better she looks.
So basically, if she's naked, she looks.
No,
cute.
I didn't say naked.
That's what you're
saying. I didn't say naked. I just there has to be a bikini.
Well, the smaller the bikini. So if it shrinks down to nothing,
you know what? If you don't have acting talent, then so what?
Oh,
what?
Whoa.
Oh my, that is terrible.
Oh my,
listeners, call in and tell me off. All right.
Wow, Joseph.
Thank yourself, Joseph.
That jungle juice changed you, dude.
Eric will like this. 602-252-1480.
Wow.
Booyah.
You're still reading it on the sign up there.
It's not up there. The 1480
is up there. The 1480 is.
All right. All right. Well, again, give us a call if you've seen the movie. Otherwise, we need to take a break because we got another teacher coming up shortly.
Woohoo!
Her name is Toni Quest, TQ. We're going to call her TQ. She's an art teacher. But in the meantime, Stand and Deliver. The movie.
I love Stand and Deliver.
The movie is called Stand and Deliver. The song is called Stand and Deliver. And the artist is Mr. Mister.
Mr. Mister. And I'm going to get the last word because I'm Bill O'Reilly. No, it's because Emily Blunt is great. Go see Edge of Tomorrow, 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
I learned the truth at 17. Love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful.
Now I have heard this song.
Yeah, but this isn't the original artist that sang it.
No?
No.
What's the name of the song?
This is Tara McLean.
17.
Oh, you
17.
Emily Blunt? Anyway, may I be so blunt?
If he was Emily Blunt, he'd have an English accent.
Oh, yeah, she has a beautiful.
Hello, hello.
Oh, no, that's someone else.
Hello, Governor.
This song is at 17. It's sung by Tara McLean, and the movie's called Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
Oh, Mrs. Tingle.
That was a weird movie.
Yeah, Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
What,
they wanted to kill their teacher.
Yeah, I think it kind of came about accidentally. They kidnapped her, kind of.
Yeah.
And then they thought they killed her or something.
And wasn't that Katie Holmes?
I think it was, yeah.
Wow. Hey, see how it all wraps in here?
It does. Do you have To Sir With Love, though?
I don't, actually.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Can you find it, Eric?
Sidney Poitier?
Sidney Poitier,
I love that movie.
And what was it? The singer of the song was Lulu or something?
Yeah, Lulu.
I wonder what happened to her. Oh, she's Emily Blunt's mom. Okay, now, Emily, I do like you. Yes, I do. Here's my number. No. Okay, just kidding. Trisha's looking at me.
She's surrogate. Not a surrogate. Great minds.
She could be. Okay, Now, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Back to you, Joseph J. Erdo.
Hi. Okay. So I'm.
Hi. How are you?
This is our Breakthrough Entertainment's.
Yes, it is. Let's do a little To Sir With Love.
Okay, it's Lulu.
I'm trying to remember the words. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Great song.
Yeah, I love it. Let's get to the chorus after this.
Okay.
I'll be making a phone call while you sing.
Yes, you make the phone call.
Here we go.
This Breakthrough Karaoke.
Sing.
I don't know the lyrics. I should have looked them up.
I think I know the chorus. Yeah, let's look it up. Oh, here we go. Here's a good part. Bum, 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 bum.
Yes, please.
But how do you thank someone who has taken you from crayons to perfume?
That's excellent.
See, that's talking about your teachers take you from crayons to perfume. It's not easy, but I'm going to try because it is... Here it comes.
Here we go. That's great. Here we go now.
Writing in the sky in letters.
Whoa.
I wish that I had the lyrics.
It's to Sir with love, and she said she would ride it across the sky in letters 1,000 feet
because he helped
high,
so many kids.
And yeah, they called him Sir because he made them call him Sir,
yeah,
at the beginning. And so at first they thought he was a tyrant, and yeah, then they ended up really truly learning to love him.
Yeah.
And
phenomenal.
This song is a phenomenal song. Listen to the lyrics, and it really does speak to... It does speak to that relationship between a student and one of their really awesome teachers that
phenomenal,
touches them at a core level.
Yeah. Truly one of the great movies
it's
of all time.
It's a timeless movie, timeless movie.
Thank you.
And we highly respect our teachers, and that's why we're celebrating them here today, because they are so awesome, and also because of the movie Words and Pictures. We love that film.
And that
I did.
Last
I gave a big thumbs
to
up.
Sir
to
with
Sir
love,
with Love. You
Sidney
love that
Poitier,
one.
Phenomenal.
And the
actor.
Tom Cruise movie was awesome too.
No,
yes,
no,
it was.
Emily Blunt was terrible, but you know who is better than Emily Blunt?
Yes.
TQ. We're going to call her TQ.
Oh, yeah. I get all my coffee there.
Yeah.
Is she okay, a QT?
I don't know.
That's what it was, QT. Yeah.
Okay, Toni Quest is her name, but she likes to be referred to as TQ. She is an art teacher. She does a lot of other things, and so let's bring her on the line right now. Thank you so much for joining us, TQ.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm really thrilled. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. We really appreciate it. And, you know, I kind of...
Hopefully we'll learn something.
I hope so. I could use some. Because, you know, the thing is... Well, tell us a little bit about your background, first of all, because I know that you teach at a university, are you?
Well, I did teach at a college for a while. I was a sociology and psychology professor. Mm. And... I just kind of went back to teaching art and design, but I'd say that actually teaching those particular subjects, they actually integrate into what I teach when I teach design, because I guess a lot of the things that you teach in college, especially when it's in sociology or psychology, is so theoretical, but I think it kind of seeps in there and it comes out when you're teaching somebody, you know, how to put together or design a necklace, or how to paint a portrait. You know, it all plays into one big ball of wax, as I like to say, keeping it simple.
Now, TQ, I was looking at your website. Nice website. And it said you became an artist in 1994 after surviving a head-on collision.
Yes, it's been 20 years. My
wow.
gosh. Is that 20? My math is bad. Is it? Yeah, 20
yeah,
years.
20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And what was interesting to me, you know, it said you're a self-taught artist, but also you were engaging in art to express and started to discover feelings that lingered deeper within. Was that the result of the accident? And what did you learn from that?
Well, I can say that, you know, when I had the accident, I did have post-traumatic stress disorder. And I also had head trauma. So the only thing I could actually do was like paint these little pictures, which was actually suggested to me by a cousin, my father's cousin. And she was an artist, and she was dealing with some arthritic problems in her hands, and she used to paint. She was very good. And she just suggested it, you know, instead of like sitting and watching TV and crying all the time, just stop it, you know? So I started doing this, and I guess it was a distraction. But I think because I took it I took it very seriously, I actually was able to get my work to look better, and eventually my work got larger, you know, at the suggestion of people that were dealing with my physical injuries. So I was painting very small, and they said, you should open up, paint bigger. So my paintings are pretty big.
Right.
And I did learn that what I was going through was not much different from what a lot of people go through when they're in the service. I noticed that I had an uncle that had PTSD, and I saw a definite parallel between what I was going through and what he continued to go through. And also, being that my father and my uncle served in the same war, my father came back like, you know, happy-go-lucky, happy as a clam, the person that he is, where his brother came back so completely stressed out from his experience. And the only thing I could see that was different between the two of them is that my father was an artist and my uncle was not. And so I started to think about that a lot over the years. And eventually, as time passed, I went back to school, got a master's degree after my husband died. And I said, you know, I could make do the easy thing and do my thesis on public speaking, since I talk so much. But I said, let me do the right thing and do my thesis on art and how it relates to post-traumatic stress disorder for veterans in particular.
Absolutely.
So I decided to study it more.
Yeah, you know, it's a very inspirational the way that you say it there, especially because in the movie Words and Pictures, Juliette Binoche's character, one of the things that she struggles with is she, you know, art means a lot to her. It means everything to her. And she is struggling with some disorders that is making it almost impossible for her to be able to, you know, paint. So I feel that people would be devastated.
Has TQ seen the movie?
I haven't seen the movie, but maybe I should.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can imagine sitting still for 2 hours. I will do that.
Okay. All right.
But I think that what you're, I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but what you're describing is like, I guess, an artist's worst nightmare.
Yes.
You know, somebody, I had a doctor that said to me, well, what would you do if you lost your eyesight? Because I have color blindness in one eye. And he said, well, I said, well, at least it's not the other eye. And he said, well, what would you do if you lost your eyesight in the other eye? He was trying to convince me to take medication. It's like a scare tactic. Mm-hmm. And I said, I just go into sculpture and feel my way through life,
right.
You know? But it is one's worst nightmare as an artist, not being able to see.
And that is exactly what we talked about earlier, where we said that when you have that creative personality, that art is not necessarily just painting. I mean, there are so many expressions of that creativity that you can move to. And I love the way you said, feel my way through sculpture. I think that's awesome. That's incredible. You know, we use art therapy a lot with children, too. Children that have been abused or just in a way to see what's going on in their lives. They express it more easily through play and through painting and art as compared to just speaking about it.
And it can be so telling. I developed this other instructional plan recently when someone asked me if I could teach a group of children to design something. These are a group of at-risk children. And I thought about my self-actualizing portraiture thesis, you know, research. And I thought, that's a little heavy for them. So I said, well, what if they had a T-shirt with a heart on it and they told us what was in their heart? You know, that would be the project. And then they could depict these things metaphorically on this garment and wear it. It's there, and it would be very telling. And I had just visions of lining them all up and all the T-shirts up and getting an idea of what's going on in a particular community.
You know, on your website as well, this really was interesting to me when I read this.
Give the website, by the way.
The website is, I believe, screamingwomen.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, screamingwomen.com.
Screamingwomen.com. And it was really interesting. I thought something that was in your website, it said you were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis right after your accident.
Yeah.
But you don't give that ownership. In other words, you don't identify it as part of you, but something you have. I'm a master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, and that's really interesting to me that, you know, when you don't really accept that it's part of you, but maybe just going through it, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does, and I've found that it's really important not to say the words, I have this. Don't say, I have a cold, because for me, at least, the minute I say I have, I've taken ownership, because I have it. So it's just one of those things I won't take ownership of. I'll say it's a diagnosis, and I'll say it's a diagnosis that makes me angry sometimes. But I think in not taking ownership, what I do is give myself the power to supersede whatever the diagnosis is. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say, you know, I don't have symptoms. But and also, you know, I got to tell you honestly, it's not sexy. MS is not a sexy disease, you know. And it might be a widow for 6 years. I'm still ready to rock and roll. So I don't even mention it. And when people find out, they either feel feelings of admiration, or else they run for the hills, you know, because they envision someone in a wheelchair. And, you know, I think the mind, and you can probably speak to this more, being a professional in the area, I think in many cases the mind supersedes the brain, if that makes sense.
Well, and there is such a mind-body connection as well. And with MS, there's such a large spectrum too.
Yeah.
And so many diseases now we're finding that through nutrition, through mentation, what you're thinking and how you think about it, that many of these things are being overcome and or defeated.
Yeah, it depends on what you decide to dwell on, and that will be your inner monologue, you know.
Because you give it power that way.
Exactly. You give it fuel. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mentation.
Yes.
Mentation.
You don't
I
like
just
my
had to do that.
You don't like my word mentation.
I like that. Is that a new word?
No, it's been around for quite some time.
But it came up in the dictionary.
Oh yes,
there you go.
What does it mean, Eric?
Okay.
Mental activity.
Mental activity. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And art. Art is also a way that creative side of your brain. So often we focus, especially when we took art out of the schools for a while there,
yeah,
and we took music out of the schools. It was like we were focusing on just one side of the brain and leaving a whole other aspect and realm. And the two go hand in hand. In fact, I remember there was a study when I was in nursing school. We learned about a study where if you listened to Handel's Water Music while you're studying, that you have better retention because it opens up certain of the classical music because of the way that it is set up. It's actually quite mathematical. But yeah, that it actually having that going simultaneously just in the background quietly when you're studying, you actually have better retention. Yeah, there's so many mind-body connections. It's amazing.
So true. And I can say that, you know, someone had people with the buzzword these days, I find in education, there are a few of them, but STEAM. And it brought to mind the fact that I was given piano lessons as a kid to help me with my math skills.
Exactly. Yep. And even with children with development, if they crawl for a longer period of time before they walk, they have better reading skills.
Ooh, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think
well, that's the thing. Actually, they actually have children who are struggling with reading. Uh-huh. They actually sometimes will do exercises where they make them crawl.
Oh, wow.
I shouldn't say make them, but they encourage them to crawl to be able to develop that. It's a whole nother show.
See, we're learning a lot here on our teacher show.
Fantastic. Yeah. I had no idea.
I learned the word mentation.
Mentation. Yeah, I have to look that up. But yeah, whatever. I think if you use both sides of the brain to create any kind of art, I've come to the conclusion it's not one or the other. But when they work in sync, I find that I've seen it in students. They do their best work, you know, working with gifted and talented students that can create this highly representational art. And they tend to be good in physics. They're good in math. They're good writers. You know, they're good in everything. You know, so I wonder sometimes if people lean one way or the other.
You know, it's interesting because I was in a pilot program way back when I was in elementary school called the GATE program, which was Gifted and Talented Education.
Uh-huh.
And then they changed the name of the program and they changed its focus to mentally gifted minors. And it really changed it because they lost that gifted and talented, because it really, the gifted and talented was more holistic, looking at every aspect and exposing us to everything that was out there. Creative wise and intelligence wise all combined. And when they moved it to MGM or mentally gifted minor program when my kids were growing up, it was more focused on scholastics and intelligence, and
that's
lost
only to make the other
aspect.
Students feel stupid.
No, but the whole thing was is that, you know, but the thing was, the first time when it was gifted and talented education, it was the teachers. And it was a broad spectrum of students, and it wasn't just on your ability to pass a certain matrix test.
Wasn't it called Mensa?
But MGM, the mentally gifted Daisy minor Mensa program, and now they're changing it back to GATE, but still they call it the GATE program. But anyway, it's amazing now that they're starting to see the importance of rounding out the sociological aspect and the creativity. And taking that into consideration as well. So it's kind of gone full spectrum, but I'm just saying that it's they realize the importance of that.
Yeah, it is important. And, you know, in doing assessments of classes when I was teaching as a professor, I would always have the class take this test, this assessment that I actually found that, you know, it was like sort of obscure, and it was really a learning assessment, like what is your learning style, like a learning style assessment. And what I do is they'd get their assessment. They did the test, but I found that the students that split right down the middle were the ones that did the best. They were the smartest ones in the class. When they leaned to one thing or the other, but when it was like evenly dispersed between visual, auditory, kinesthetic, you know, et cetera, and it was like equal, those are the ones that were the brilliant ones.
Yeah.
And they were creative, they were artists, they were scientists, they did well in math, you know, and if I were to go back to school and just sort of reevaluate everything, I think I have a different mindset as I look at things like assessment. I don't believe in SATs and all that stuff anyway, but this is like a learning style thing. It asks you questions that have nothing to do with anything, but it sort of tells the assessor what's going on, you know, and so I know who I'm teaching to. I would actually take an average of the entire class on the test, and then I'd know what I'm teaching to, and I'd teach to that average.
Well, you know, again, I want to thank you so much for joining us, TQ. Go ahead, everyone, all of our listeners, we encourage you to check out screamingwoman.com. Again, that is screamingwoman.com. You know, I think that you've given us some great food for thought about, you know, the importance of art. I think we kind of came to the same conclusion that our English teacher did, though, as well, that art and English, art and language are not exclusive. Neither one of them is as important as the other. They're just kind of, you know.
It's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
It's necessary to have the balance.
Yeah.
The yin and the yang.
Yin and
the
yang.
The Donnie and the Marie.
Yin and yang. Country rock and roll.
I know someone named Ying.
Rock and roll.
It's the yin. It's the yin and the yang. Yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us, TQ. Thank you for all that. Thank you for all you do.
Okay. Thank you. Follow me on Twitter, TQ Talker, and I talk a lot about education on Twitter.
Excellent.
TQ Talker.
And screamingwoman.com.
And screamingwoman.com. And I'd love to hear from everybody if possible.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. You too.
Okay.
She's delightful.
Yeah, she.
Really,
yeah.
You could tell great attitude. A bit of NLP in there. I loved how she didn't take ownership of MS. And
yeah.
And I like your comments, Tricia, about all the mind, body, and the mentation.
Mentation.
I'm sorry. I used to read Reader's Digest.
I love that.
And
mentation.
I love
I
their
do.
Words. I love their words.
I know yeah. the word implementation.
Word
implementation.
Power.
I know something else that sounds like mentation.
Yeah, I know you do. And it's something you do nightly.
I do it?
Of course you do. It's film at 11.
All right. Well,
manipulation.
Can you say yeah. callous?
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that during the break. But okay. For our listeners,
I don't think I want to talk about that during the break.
Well, our listeners will hear from Neil Diamond and Ultralove.
You might take a bathroom break.
Have you heard this song?
Oh, Neil Diamond. I love
Neil Diamond and Ultralove.
No.
Holly Holy.
Holly Holy.
From Here Comes the Boom.
No.
You know Kevin James? Here Comes the Boom. That was a teacher movie. He played a teacher.
Is that the Kevin?
Had to save
Never
his
saw
school.
It.
He had to save his school by becoming a boxer.
That sounds awesome.
Oh,
yeah. And then you got Ultralove here, and then all of a sudden you got Neil Diamond. Ready?
I don't hear Neil Diamond.
Obviously, it's just sampled.
Oh, yeah. Red, red wine.
I don't think that Neil Diamond actually had anything to do with this.
We'll work on the beatbox.
The beatbox. What language is that?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Mentation.
Do
you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Waiting for Greg to seat himself and put his headphones on before I turn the mics on.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Greg in the studio, Joseph and Eric and Dave. Trisha,
wow,
too.
You do wraps?
I don't know. Obviously not.
How about lettuce wraps from Payway?
That is how you do it.
How?
Lettuce wraps. Well, Payway.
Well, because I'm here now, I'm a little past the starting point of the show. The singing will stop because you got more than one pass.
No,
it's
we got one coming up a little bit later that Dave and I are going to love to sing.
No, it really does pass. I think we overplayed it 6 months ago.
I like the ginger, by the way. So if you could text, even though
that?
The world's listening now, it's a ginger. I couldn't find that in the menu, but it's like ginger Mongolian beef or something.
Are you talking about Payway?
Yeah, don't they have a ginger?
They probably do.
I have a picture of a ginger on my, okay.
On your what? On a tattoo on your what?
No.
Inner thighs?
That's okay.
Oh, lots of really good juices with ginger at True Foods. Just saying.
Oh,
just
can you pull up the? Oh, I could pull up the menu actually. Excuse me.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm pulling up.
See, I just get here. I heard something about Payway. Okay, and then it said another place. Now I have my Frozen theme music going on in the background. I should turn my phone off.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay. Well, you know,
cold never bothered me.
We've only.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
We've only got a couple minutes in this segment, so I want to make sure that we get right down to it.
Yeah. What is it?
We were talking. Greg was talking about coffee, and there's no creamer out there.
That's okay.
But we're going to talk about a gag from the new movie Bad Grandpa 0.5.
Okay.
It is kind of a cousin to Bad Grandpa with Johnny Knoxville that came out.
So they just added a couple scenes or it's like a big story change?
It is an hour and a half. It's a lot of behind the scenes stuff and additional you know, so it's all, you've never seen any of these gags before, or there's longer gags from the movie,
yeah.
different people and stuff like that.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know, Bad Grandpa, what's his?
So would you consider it like an editor's cut?
No, it's completely new. It's or completely direct. New.
Oh, it's completely
yeah,
new.
Completely
nothing.
New.
Okay.
We got a menu break.
Well, it's okay, Dave.
We've only got
that
like
off the air. You can leave
segment.
If you want, but
ginger
yeah.
break.
Because
ginger
in Bad Grandpa, yeah. the you know Johnny Knoxville's character. There's also Spike Jonze plays
Spike
Jonze.
Yes, and
he
I
plays
finally
the female, right?
Know who Spike Jonze. I mean,
right.
I've known who he is, but I never put the face with the name until like a few months back.
He plays the female version of Bad Grandpa.
Oh, okay.
She knows how to get some creamer. When there's not creamer
from
around.
Bad Grandpa.
No, from
oh.
herself.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to say there's a very funny gag in the thing about that. It's only on video on demand. It just became available this past Tuesday.
What's it called?
Bad Grandpa 0.5.
So it's totally new.
Totally new.
Is it Knoxville related?
It's Johnny Knoxville. So it is.
It's
all
little
the same
guy, Jackson Nickel, the little guy.
Yeah, he's
in
there as well.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, and you've got Johnny Knoxville as Bad Grandpa. You got also Catherine Keener in the movie playing
yes.
the.
Back again for her one scene.
Well, she's actually got several scenes in this.
Very good.
She had, you know, so there's a lot of deleted scenes from the movie, an hour and a half's worth. You will not believe all the hidden cameras and all the work that goes into all that stuff. So it is fantastic. I highly recommend you check out Bad Grandpa 0.5, especially if you laughed during the first one.
Yes. I saw the trailer.
You did? What'd you think of the trailer?
Looks funny, but not a big fan of Bad Grandpa.
I thought you were, actually.
When we reviewed it, I thought you loved it.
Yeah, you gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I like Emily Blunt. You know, he doesn't like Emily Blunt.
What did you say, Eric, about Bad Grandpa?
Did you like Bad Grandpa, the first one?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I thought it was hilarious.
You don't like Emily Blunt, and you
no.
like the
Thank
thing.
You. Thank
like,
you.
No, I not Emily. Come on.
This
now.
This is a great movie, and you're gonna, you know, again, kind of like
Bad
behind
Grandpa.
The scenes, kind of like
0.5.
A documentary, but also all those
so
hidden camera stunts that we are going to do, and right.
Well, yeah, we're not gonna do those stunts.
No, not those stunts.
We're gonna
Some
have
of those
Saturday
are a little
night
risque.
Live skits. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Type.
But these are this is a great film, so
yes.
check out Bad Grandpa 0.5
okay.
on video on demand.
Nice.
Yeah.
Especially if you love the first one. And he even saw Santa Claus.
Oh, he did. Yeah. And this one, that's fantastic. Dave, I was going to say, you sound like John McCain now, just going back and forth, saying one thing. And then, now they have a fact checker that shows how wrong he is and how
really?
He. Oh, he's just awful.
Do I sound
that
like
guy.
Sarah Palin?
And
oh,
this
both.
Is Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio, Dangerous Minds.
I'll tell you what, if you don't
yeah.
sing, I've never sing. I don't really like to sing, but I will do one little thing for you guys later. It might surprise you guys
a
little.
I won't sing this one.
Okay,
you
good.
Gonna rap?
Is it something that has to do with dump button?
No. Well, Eric knows when to go with
okay,
me.
Okay, then
I'm
we
not,
won't
I'm
sing.
Not a big
we won't sing this
guy.
Time. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Dave Isaac, Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, Trisha.
Be back
we'll
and
right
also
back.
Then.
Bye-bye. Hey. Oh, we'll be back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602 602-
866-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.